जय हिंद स्टूडेंट्स, आई एम अशोक कुमार राव, पीजीटी कंप्यूटर साइंस, एटॉमिक एनर्जी सेंट्रल स्कूल नरोरा। वी आर गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू आवर डिस्कशन अबाउट बेसिक्स ऑफ कंप्यूटेशनल थिंकिंग। इन लास्ट क्लास वी डिस्कस्ड प्रिंसिपल्स इन्वॉल्व इन कंप्यूटेशनल थिंकिंग। वी डिस्कस सम टू प्रिंसिपल्स। नाउ हियर आर लेफ्ट ओवर प्रिंसिपल्स। डेटा एब्स्ट्रैक्शन। व्हाट इज डेटा एब्स्ट्रैक्शन? डेटा एब्स्ट्रैक्शन मीन्स displaying only essential information while hiding the implementation details. Data abstraction refers to providing only essential information about the data to the outside world, simultaneously hiding the background details or implementation of that particular feature. Data abstraction, if I am to give an example, then consider a real life example of a man driving a car. The man only knows that pressing the accelerators will increase the speed of the car or applying brakes will stop the car. But he is not bothered to know about how on pressing the accelerator the speed is actually increasing. He does not know about the inner mechanism of the car or the implementation of accelerator, brakes, etc. in the car. That is what is data abstraction. If I am to give you another example, then I can say that if suppose whenever you are visiting a ATM machine, you go there and you find some interface where you are being asked as you key in your passwords, and then thereafter as you insert your debit card, you key in your password, then you are presented with an interface where you are asked whether to withdraw money or deposit money. If suppose I withdraw some money, then there are millions of accounts. So how my account is being updated once I withdraw some amount is not known to us, isn't it? That mechanism is not known to us. That is an example of data abstraction. We are only seeing the essential features that we need to know. How it is implemented, that has been hidden from the user. That is an example of data abstraction. Now, what is algorithm? Another principle of computational thinking. Algorithm is a step-by-step process of solving a well-defined computational problem. In practice, in order to solve any complex real-life problem, first we have to define the problem and then design algorithm to solve it. Writing and executing a simple program may be easy. However, for executing a bigger one, each part of the program must be well organized. In short, algorithms are used to simplify the program implementation. We can use algorithm to solve any kind of problem. However, before writing a program, we need to write the steps to solve the problem in simple English language. This step-by-step procedure to solve the problem is called algorithm. Here I have given you a simple example. Where we can say that how we cook Maggi noodles as a food, what we steps we follow, I have listed here. We start, we take pan with water, we put pan on the burner, stove burner, then switch on the gas burner, then put Maggi and masala in the pan, give 2 minutes to boil, take off the pan, take out Maggi with the help of fork oblique spoon, and put the Maggi on the plate and serve it. Then we stop, isn't it? That is a simple algorithm. Some 10 steps are involved, which I have listed here. Here we have quoted each and every step. Now this is an algorithm to cook Maggi noodles. If suppose I am to give another example, then here is an algorithm to find area of a rectangle. How I proceed? I start, I take length and breadth from the user, I store them in L and V. Then I multiply L and B and store it in variable area. Then I print that variable area, the value of that area, and then stop. There are some 5 steps, in fact 3 steps, just to start and stop are another 2 steps. So this is what is the algorithm to find area of a rectangle. Now there is something known as flow chart. What is flow chart? We can also show steps involved in algorithm in graphical form by using some symbols. This is called flow charting. Whatever steps are involved in algorithm, that can be shown graphically, that is known as flow charting. These are some standard symbols. Some of the standard symbols along with respective functions that are used for making flowchart are as follows. Here is that list. You can see that there are some symbols. Oval symbol is there that shows start / stop. Then parallelogram symbol is there. If it is there, that we use to denote input output operation. If suppose some rectangle is there, then it denotes processing. If a diamond shape is there, diamond shape if we are using, then it is decision box. We make decisions here, and then to represent decision making we use diamond box. Then if suppose there is an arrow, then it shows the flow of control. And then if suppose there is a perfect circle, then it shows connector. Okay, now here if suppose I am to draw a flow chart to find simple interest, I have shown the flow chart here. You can see here start and end stop are shown as ovals. Then parallelogram is receiving some data, input PRT. Then SI I am calculating here. I have used some processing is going on, so I have used here a rectangular box. Then again a parallelogram is there where I am displaying the simple interest. I am printing simple interest. That is, I am doing some output operation. Then a stop is again indicated using oval. Okay, this is flow chart to find a simple interest. Then if suppose I am to draw another flow chart to find bigger number among two numbers, how I'll proceed? I have started using an oval box, oval shape, where I have started marked start. Then I am doing some input operation here, input A and B, both the numbers I have received. Then here you can see a decision box, decision diamond box. Here is A greater than B. If answer is yes, then I am printing print A is bigger. Again print A is bigger is shown in a parallelogram. And if the decision table results to no, decision box results to no, then print B is big, that has also been shown in a parallelogram. And then thereafter stop has been marked using a lun, this oval shape. So these are some flow charting techniques. So gentlemen, these were all about computational thinking, principles involved in computational thinking. I end here. Jai Hind.